Can we say hi to Kathy? Good morning.
Kathy!
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kathy, you're playing Can't Beat Karen. Kick me on out of the room.
Oh, Karen, get out of the room. All right. See you later.
All right, good luck.
And there goes Karen out the studio door. We got 5 pop culture trivia questions ready to go. Kathy, tell everybody what game you're playing.
Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay.
You gotta get more correct than Karen to win the game. Number one, LL Cool J is set to host what award show next weekend?
BMA, final answer.
We're locking it in.
Who hosted the show Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
This Thursday, you'll be able to stream The Paper. It's a spinoff of what TV show?
The Office.
What kind of drink does Sabrina Carpenter sing about?
Espresso.
Final question for Kathy. The American Heart Tour will be at Madison Square Garden Friday night. What artist is this tour for?
Oh, I can't think. Oh!
3, 2, 1. Kathy, you got 4 out of 5 correct. That's not a bad score at all, Kathy.
Good.
All right?
Yay!
As Johnny's getting Karen back into the studio, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What are you doing today?
I am from Long Island, and I'm heading to work.
Okay.
Long Island. You said, let me guess, Nassau County?
Suffolk County.
Ah, you were wrong. Welcome back,
Karen. What kind of Long Islander are you, Johnny?
I know, bad one. I literally had a 50-50 chance, and I blew it.
So Karen's back in the studio. We're going to ask her the same questions now that we just asked to Kathy. Kathy's got to get more correct to win. Karen did not hear a word that happened in here because Kathy tossed her out of the room. Karen, number one, LL Cool J is set to host what award show next weekend?
I think the VMAs.
You think correctly. Kathy and Karen get a point. Who hosted the show Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
Everybody gets a point again. This Thursday, you'll be able to stream The Paper. It's a spinoff of what TV show?
Oh, The Paper is a spinoff of The Office,
yes,
right?
Everybody gets a point again. We're still tied.
Isn't Oscar from The Office like the star of The Paper?
Yes.
Like he's the only one that moved
into
the new season.
And the first couple of minutes of the show were leaked yesterday online. We could tell that's a whole nother story.
Oh.
Here's question number 4. What kind of drink does Sabrina Carpenter sing about?
Espresso.
Everybody got a point again. We are still tied. And the final question. The American Heart Tour will be at Madison Square Garden Friday night. What artist is this tour for?
The American Heart Tour?
Yep.
Morgan Wallen? I don't know.
No, nobody got a point. Benny backflips. It's Benson Boone. We got a 4 out of 5 tie. Same ones right, and you know love for Benson Boone.
I've been on vacation a while. We got the same ones right and
yes.
wrong? Oh, my gosh. Kathy, listen, you got tickets to see Ariana Grande.
My daughter's going to be so excited.
I know. You're going there, or she's going there, July 13th. It's courtesy of Live Nation, and you got a Can't Beat Karen mug as well.
Yay!
Kathy, one more thing you gotta say.
Oh, I am Kathy and I cannot be Karen.
Can you be Karen? No! Next time then.
Today on Blown Off, Sasha's calling in because her and Dan had a really great first date. She was so excited. They had been messaging before the first date, but she said they had great food, great combo, even a long hug goodbye at the end of the date.
Mm.
But now it's been over a week and she is getting no response.
Yeah.
She sent 2 texts. So.
Oops.
Oh, good morning. Is this Dan?
This is Dan. Who's it?
Dan, this is Karen, Johnny, and Ant from New 102.7 Radio. We're calling you this morning because you won a prize that I think you're going to like.
Yeah, Dan, we want to set you up on a date with a woman named Sasha. You went on one date with her and then stopped calling her. What's up with that, bro?
Yeah. We did go on one date.
You're blowing her off.
Wow, what a cool gift. Guys, I think I'm going to pass on that one.
Oh, no. You're not responding to her. So we were hoping for a second date. Is there a reason you're saying no?
Yeah. Sasha is insane. Okay, let me just start with the date. You guys understand that this girl brought her own silverware to this nice restaurant that I took her to.
Did you say brought her own silverware?
She brought her own silverware. It's like going to a steakhouse and then, like, your date brings ketchup. The weirdest thing, have you ever hugged a girl on the first date who immediately disinfects herself?
No.
Is that what she did?
That's the most offensive thing that's ever happened to me on a date in my life. It's not even funny at this point. The silverware is goofy, but I went to hug her, and then immediately she wipes down her shoulders like I'm freaking walked off the street.
Well, maybe, Dan, she has an immune issue.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been it.
No, she's a f***ing nut, Karen.
Okay, I'm not a f***ing nut. I don't know what you're talking about. You're just being insensitive. Like, the world is so germy right now. And, like, I know what happens in restaurants. Like, nothing
is
ever really clean.
The world is so germy. Are you 12 years old? You're so unaware. You're so unaware of your behavior on
I'm not unaware. I thought we had a great time, and then you're calling me a f***ing nut, which is totally rude. Like,
You actually think it's second date. We got along.
We talked. We laughed. I don't understand, like, why, like,
You know how at the end of dates... All right, Sasha, how would we kiss? All right, let's just say, if we want a second date, how would we kiss? Do you want me to bring an N95 mask or whatever?
I don't need to take the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received.
It's hard for people with allergies.
Let me talk for a minute.
Okay, you have the floor.
You're getting so mad and so, like, insanely crazy. Like, maybe you need to look in the mirror. Maybe you're the insane one for having such a crazy reaction.
Not only is the date weird. I can't go back to that restaurant. I'm not going back to that spot ever again. You embarrassed me so bad.
All right, guys, is it safe to say that this date is not going to happen?
No second date with Sasha. I think you guys should just send her to Bellevue instead.
All right, Dan. All right.
She's got an allergy. I think he has to go f*** himself is what I think.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.
This game is worth $1,000. It's New 102.7, and we're saying hi to Rosanna this morning.
What's up, Rosanna?
Hi, guys.
Kick me on out of the room, Rosanna. We'll get right to the game.
Time to go, Karen.
All right, good luck.
And there she goes. Stepping out of the room is the pop culture queen, Karen Carson. The studio door is slammed closed. 5 questions ready to go and $1,000 hanging in the balance. Rosanna is playing Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go again. Can you beat Karen? Yeah, okay then.
This isn't Rosanna Scotto, is it? I just needed to...
No, not at all.
She's doing the news on Channel 5 right now. She can't play Can't Beat Karen.
On with the game.
Question number 1. What is the name of the hurricane that just ripped through parts of New Jersey?
Aaron?
There was a Nickelodeon show about a teenage robot. What was it called?
I remember that.
3 seconds.
Time is up. We'll move on to question number 3. The Mayhem Ball Tour is currently happening. Who is the main artist of it?
Lady Gaga, of course.
And here's question number 4. Sean Carter is the real name of this rapper.
Jay-Z.
And the final question for Rosanna. Sabrina Carpenter just dropped a new album. What is it called?
Man's Best Friend.
Very good, Rosanna. See, all those answers were somewhere in the back of your head. You got 4 out of 5 correct. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get Karen back into the studio. Do not tell her your score, okay?
Sounds good.
Rosanna, what do you got going on today? What are you up to?
I am outside on my front stoop.
She's on the stoop, Karen.
How is it outside?
It's gorgeous in Long Island.
See if you switch it to in Long Island to on Long Island. Are you on your front stoop taking the first day of school picture?
No, those days are over for me.
Yeah. Well, Rosanna's going one-on-one with Karen. 5 pop culture trivia questions. There's $1,000 on the line. Rosanna's got to get more correct to win the game. Karen didn't hear anything that just happened, and she's back in the room now. Karen, number 1, what is the name of the hurricane that just ripped through parts of New Jersey?
Aaron.
Yes, you got a point. So did Rosanna. There was a Nickelodeon show about a teenage robot. What was it called?
iRobot?
No, that's not the correct answer. Nobody got a point. It was called My Life as a Teenage Robot.
No.
The Mayhem Ball Tour is currently happening. Who is the main artist of it?
Oh, that's Lady Gaga.
Yes, everybody gets a point again. Sean Carter is the real name of this rapper.
Oh, that's Jay-Z.
We are still tied. Same ones right so far. And the final question. By the way, Rosanna got the next question right. So, Karen, if you get the next question wrong, Rosanna walks away from the game with $1,000.
Okay. Oh,
here's the $1,000 question.
No pressure, Karen. Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Carpenter just dropped a new album. What is it called?
Oh, my gosh. It's Man's Best Friend. I'm sorry I knew that.
I'm sorry. 4 out of 5 tie. The win goes to Karen Carson.
Boo, Karen.
I'm sorry,
Rosanna.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, you got tickets to see Halsey. Back to Badlands. Coming to Hammerstein Ballroom on January 13th. You also got an official Can't Beat Karen mug. We hope you have fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Rosanna, from your stoop on Long Island, there is one more thing you got to say.
I didn't be Karen this time. Can you be-